So I think the former Dallas Cowboy and Denver Bronco great now kicking ass on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. DeMarcus Ware is going to stop by tomorrow.
Well, I think he's got a couple of good moves on him right there. I've seen him move around backwards, and he didn't fall down, so that's good.
No, you know, some of these sports guys, like Jason Taylor, the former Dolphin, was great. Emmitt Smith, the former Cowboy, was great. LT wasn't very good, and he hated it. But a lot of these guys, Jerry Rice did very, very well, so DeMarcus Ware is doing a good job. But we put this time aside. Every Tuesday, we welcome in one of our dear friends and really one of the great legendary comedic radio hosts.
Ooh.
You're all those things.
Oh, I thought someone else was coming in.
Yeah,
he's looking at the script.
He's looking around. It's Opie, actually. It's Anthony Cumia, everybody.
Hey,
hello,
thank
Anthony.
You.
And book is coming out in a couple of weeks, right?
Permanently Suspended, coming out November 20th. Thank you.
One of the best titles ever.
It's so appropriate right
really
now.
Is.
You know, obviously you work on a book for a while, you know, for over a year at this point.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
My one's only 8 months, but okay, go ahead. Because it's a real book.
Did you have somebody help you write it?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I could actually sit down and write something. I know I could talk, and I have a lot of stories and everything.
Well, I did the same thing.
Formatting it and everything.
You can't write.
You know,
it's tedious.
I'm not
tedious.
Sure. Yeah,
I was living in Florida, and the guy that wrote my book, Paul Schwartz, covers the football giants on a daily basis. Up here in New York, we would talk on the phone 30 to 60 minutes, two or three times a week, like you.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him all the stories, and then he would write it.
Yeah,
and
then format it right and everything.
Right.
What do I know?
Right.
I sit there and write. I barely read books.
You have any cool, like Anthony Scaramucci, for example. His book is coming out. He's got a big party coming up Monday night. Have you put together any good tours, parties, any of that
stuff? Yeah. Going out to California, see Joe Rogan and Adam Carolla.
All the heavyweights.
Get out there.
The heavy hitters.
Get on their shows. And then a couple of things here in New York, trying to figure out a little comedy thing to do.
Sure.
At some of the clubs Governors out on Long Island.
You really should do Opie's podcast.
That would... I'm sure Opie would love if I did his podcast.
And Howard's show, too.
And, of course. Yeah. I would actually go on Howard's show, but I don't think he'd have it.
Not gonna
He's not a... He should be the bigger man. Oh, you're not allowed in the Sirius building.
I'm not allowed in the Sirius building. Yeah, I got a picture like Yosemite Sam up at the receptionist desk. They don't allow riffraff like me. And meanwhile, Shade 45, the rap channel up there, has literal murderers going there as guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know,
that's
I'm a piece
okay.
of garbage.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
F them. Well, you can call in, maybe. Maybe if, you know, set up some ISDN line.
Yeah, because, you know, Jimmy Norton and Sam are friends of mine, but I can't even go on their show.
Really?
Because SiriusXM won't let me in the building.
But you can call those guys.
You know what? That might be.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Now, who makes this call?
I don't even know.
All right.
They used to, you know what they used
Jeremy
to do?
Coleman.
You guys should know from being in the business so long. Whenever you ask somebody who made that decision, they point at the ceiling.
That means it goes all the way
upstairs,
to the top.
Right. They go, up there.
Right.
Never a name. It's always some consortium of a board of people.
Nobody wants to take responsibility.
Yeah. How about just say, it was Bob.
Right.
Yeah. Bob did this.
Now,
then I could talk to Bob.
Now, on the back of your book, like in my book, for example, the guys who wrote something on the back, Don Imus, Lawrence Taylor, who were some of the big names at the back of your book?
Well, the great Artie Lang was on my show for 8 months.
He actually wrote the foreword for my book.
Jim Norton wrote the foreword for my book.
Nice.
But I got Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, ho!
And Bill Burr.
Heavy hitters. That's another one.
A few of the big comics around.
Marion Barry, the former mayor of...
Barry.
From the grave.
Marion Barry almost looks like a decent politician compared to a lot of them I see now.
Right?
Jeez.
These people are... They're unhinged. They're sick in the head.
And at least Marion Barry didn't try to sell everybody that he was white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Liz Warren.
Liz Warren.
I mean, come on.
It's the greatest backfire since a couple of weeks ago when they tried to crucify Kavanaugh.
Oh, Kavanaugh. Yes. It's the greatest since 2 weeks ago.
I've never seen a political party trip over their own garbage more than what has been going on. And now Elizabeth Warren, of course, she says she's been saying she's an Indian, American Indian for so long. And Trump actually got her.
Yeah.
This is the big part that I don't think a lot of people get. Trump got her to take a DNA test.
Yeah.
The guy's brilliant. Yeah. He can't stop. You might hate him. You might think he says moronic stuff sometimes. Of course he does. He's a regular guy. He was never a politician until the number one job in the business. So there's a lot of resentment there. But you cannot say this guy doesn't play people like fiddles. He got this woman who's been preaching that she's American Indian forever to take a DNA test to prove that she's less Indian than everyone in this room right now.
That's right. She's
less.
She could be, Trump could be more Indian than her.
Of course.
As a matter of fact. Yes.
Of course.
It totally backfired. And yeah, he got her to do it. And the Democrats now, as we approach 3 weeks from today is the election.
Oh.
They don't want this type of stuff out there. With Hillary Clinton saying that Monica was an adult, so it was okay. That type of stuff, these type of people, they want them to go away.
Bill harassed women at the least, the most.
May have been rape.
Allegations of criminal activity.
Yeah.
And Hillary, like the good wife, just deflected every single one of them, tried to demean them and discredit them. And then she's hashtagging Me Too. The woman has zero self-awareness.
Right. She called them nuts and sluts, bimbos, along with everybody else.
Yeah. She has no self-awareness. Elizabeth Warren's got none.
How about the Stormy Daniels thing?
It just doesn't stop.
Anthony, you must be exhausted.
Does that lawyer already have the big hat with the feather and the cane? Because I have never seen someone pimp like he does.
Right, right.
He should have
Michael Avenatti, of course.
Yeah, yeah. He should go around with a goblet full of gin and juice.
To paraphrase Stephen Colbert, he is the biggest dick that Stormy Daniels ever saw.
And he tried desperately to try to affect the Brett Kavanaugh thing, too, with that lady Julie Swetnick. But, of course, that never saw the light of day.
And, again, I think that helped the Republicans' cause to make it look that they're bringing such ridiculous allegations.
Oh, it's just over the top. And this will be the discussion on your show today with Dave?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about this and some other, we like some of the other things. I see you talked about Alec Baldwin.
Right.
So I like going to Hollywood to see what the stars are telling us to do. Because, over the years, have they shown themselves to just be just like me and you?
Yes.
They're just regular people.
All.
With an idea on how we should live our life from behind a gated community. You hear that Barbara Streisand song about Trump?
Oh, yes.
It is god-awful.
Another one unhinged, another one out of her mind.
They lose him up. Bette Midler, Rosie O'Donnell, I've always said is my favorite.
The anger is
John Legend.
Sick.
Yeah. Over the top, these people.
It's sucking the life out of them. You see pictures of people like Rosie O'Donnell and Bette Midler and Streisand, like from 3 years ago. And it looks like they aged 20 years.
Yes,
that's
right.
Time.
It's true.
They're furious.
Usually
the president ages. In this case, his detractors are aging twice as fast.
He's sucking the life out of them. Rosie paints now, by the way.
I saw that.
He really doesn't want to suck anything out of Rosie.
No,
but,
of course. Oh, he insulted her years ago when she
She's disgusting.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
Right at the very top.
One of the best.
Right at the very top with Megyn Kelly. Let's talk about you for a second. Last time you were here, you admitted to us that you are now in the throes of a horrible gambling addiction. What has happened in the couple of weeks since? Did you bet the 49ers and Packers last night?
I did.
Oh, man.
I did.
Really?
Well, what was I going to do? I have to bet.
Why do you have to bet?
Because the games mean nothing without money on them.
But you can watch something else. You could have watched comedy.
I can't bet on something else. No, what am I going to bet on, a sitcom?
You can actually bet how long the Conners is going to last.
Oh, my God.
It debuts tonight without Roseanne Barr.
There's got to be, I'll take the under. On that one, because I think it's just going to be a bomb.
Yeah, it's not looking good, according to people who have seen it. The previews are not exactly.
Even the network. Didn't the network come out and say, like, hey, people want to tune in to see Roseanne.
But even
she's not on this.
You've even got the lingo down. You see, I would take the under. So
right.
So I mean, you're really you're in trouble, aren't you?
I'm kind of hooked on all of the gambling. I used to do was far away, like Atlantic City and Vegas, and I had to drive there and actually make a conscious effort to go there.
So it was only
now
once
it's
in a
so
while.
Easy.
Now
yeah.
it's easy. Now you just
now it's like it's right there on my TV set every you know few days, and I'm not doing well. So it's not like blackjack.
Right, the last time you played blackjack, you took $50,000 from Atlantic City. Right.
It's so easy.
When you say you're not when you say you're not doing well, give Bernie and me some figures. Give me.
Well, it's usually I only bet 100 a game.
Right.
And I've lost probably 5 bets so far, so not too bad, about 500. You know.
I'm glad you left.
I love
Yeah.
Loves company, you know.
I know,
right? The more guys that are hooked on this stuff, the better I feel about myself.
No, no, nothing makes you feel better than another loser.
Yeah, that's you need an intervention or something, do you not?
Yeah. After a little while, if it really starts getting bad,
well, let Gino lead the intervention. Gino Bisconti,
stupid Gino Bisconti is the worst at picking.
You got to. Oh, I don't know.
He's coming on Friday to pick games on this.
Is he? Oh, good. Good for him. So, oh my God! Yeah, so you had John on, I guess.
Stuttering John. Yes, he was in, and
he's confrontational.
He's begging. No, he's begging to come back. He has already texted me and Bernie 10 times since. I got a million phone calls. They love the synergy. They thought it was great.
Oh,
we got to do something bigger.
He's got a book coming out as well.
Yeah, he does.
A big tell-all.
Right. It's a tell-all.
He thrashes Stern in that book. So
yeah, he trashes me everywhere else. I don't know what I ever did to the guy, but apparently...
Oh, really?
Does he?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? When he came in, and Bernie could attest to this, I started off the conversation by saying... And he got upset about it, by the way.
He did. He thought Sid was a little too confrontational.
Yeah. I started off by saying, let me ask, I like you. He said, why does everybody hate you?
Oh, Jesus.
But wait a second. Is that not accurate?
I think
it is. Do you
know
anybody that likes Stuttering John? Anybody?
No, I think some of it might be jealousy because he was on Howard's show for so long and has some memorable moments. But he gets very upset. I made a little joke when he was playing at Governor's out on Long Island that I was able to get a parking spot right next to the building. You know, because there was not many people there.
Oh, right.
Busting balls. What are you
take
do?
It easy.
Come on.
Hey, let me just tell you something. He was here. We saw him. He looks awful. You could whip his ass, bro.
Yeah, he. I don't know what's going on with him, but, you know, good luck on his book. That's all.
Take the high road.
You know, when they go low,
we kick
them.
Kick him in the teeth.
You want to prove it? You should do a dual book signing. You and Stuttering John together.
Yeah.
That'd be great. You get all the Howard Stern bands, the Opie and Anthony bands.
They've always gotten along great.
But look, you could bring them together. You could be the uniter.
Yeah, I could be the great uniter.
That's right.
Like Trump is.
Yes. Or like, you know, Curtis Sliwa shook hands with John Gotti Jr. yesterday, and he shot him 6 times.
Yes. He did.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, in that taxi cab.
Yes.
Wow.
He shook hands with him over the weekend at an event in Oyster Bay.
Oyster Bay. I never get that whole forgiveness thing.
I don't either.
JDL.
Curtis just went through an operation, 6.5-hour operation for his stomach from those gunshot wounds. He's still screwed up.
He almost died
just like a few months ago, and he's shaking hands. I don't understand, but
that must have been a scene out of a mob movie. Oh my God!
Gotti Jr. is there with a cigar talking to Curtis. Curtis should have kicked him in the nuts.
Right.
Well, now that the Travolta movie came out, that made the Gottis look like great
God.
People.
Yeah, right. Was that a mess?
Yeah. Oh, what a disaster!
You can watch it on Netflix now. By the way,
I like how they put my hair. they put big John Gotti hair. Right.
About 15 people went to see that movie.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was awful. Hey, Anthony Cumia, you're the best, bro.
Thank you, gentlemen. I love coming here. Love it.
Pre-order the book, Permanently Suspended. That is one of the classic titles of all time. Anthony Cumia at compoundmedia.com with his partner. He's hilarious. Check him out. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, man.
On the Bernie and Sid Show, we'll come right back.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver.